Welcome, everybody, to Everyday Prophecy. My name is Christy Eldridge, and I have a good word today to bring you from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray right now for your presence on this prophetic word. Lord, I pray for your anointing, God. Holy Spirit, I can do nothing without you. I need your grace to prophesy. Help me to prophesy through love. Through your love, Lord. I have no desire to speak one word of myself, Lord, but I pray that every word would be by your Spirit, from your Spirit, Lord, for your glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm just going to go ahead and get right into it, guys. The Lord has been highlighting bridges to me lately. Driving over bridges, I don't know, just a lot of bridges. I'm like, you know, it takes me a minute to realize that God is like that. I'm seeing things over and over and over again, and I'm like, the Lord just dings something, right? He's like, ding, 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 and it's like, Lord, what is that? What is that? We start praying into it, and it's like, Lord, give me revelation. What are you saying? What are you saying, Lord? Help. I want to speak what you are saying, God. And today was no exception. I was in downtown Detroit today and I was driving back. I was down there driving for Lyft. You know, it's like Uber. And I stopped to get a cup of tea. And anyways, I felt like the Lord said, you know, let's go back. Let's go back now. And as I was driving home, I passed by the Ambassador Bridge. And if you live near the Detroit area, or if you're one of our Canadian neighbors, you know that the Ambassador Bridge connects Detroit with Windsor, Canada, Ontario. Hallelujah. And so I just saw this Ambassador Bridge and I was like, whoa. Lord, what are you saying? What are you speaking? I saw the Holy Spirit all over that. Hallelujah. And I hear the Holy Spirit right now saying, and I'm flowing with the Lord, guys. I don't have the entire word ahead of time on purpose because the Lord wants to fill my mouth and flow through me. And so thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm just flowing with the Lord. He says, what does an ambassador do? The Holy Spirit says, what does an ambassador do? Well, in my limited knowledge, an ambassador for, you know, the United States would be someone who represents our country on foreign soil to a foreign nation. He says, that's what I'm calling you to do. Help me, Holy Spirit. He says, as Christians, you are my representatives. You are an ambassador, a representative of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. You are my personal representative, a representative of Jesus Christ himself. And he says, I'm calling you to walk in love, in humility, in grace, the same grace that I show to you, that you would show it to one another. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And as I was driving home, I'm like, you know, Lord, what are you saying about the bridges? And this is what he said. Bridges sit over water, and they connect bodies of land. And this is a representative of his kingdom, of the different denominations. This is what he's speaking about right now. The different factions, says the Holy Spirit, of the body of Christ. He says, I'm looking for the bridge builders. I'm looking for the bridge builders. He says, humble yourself under the hand of Almighty God. He says, extend a hand to the right and a hand to the left. And grab a hold of those who think a little differently, who worship a little differently. He says, come together for my sake. In my sake alone. The Holy Spirit says, there's so much division in my body that grieves me. It grieves my spirit, says the Lord. He says, there's so much ill treatment of one another across denominational lines. And it is not justified. He says, repeat that. It is not justified. He says, I'm looking for those ones that will bring my body together in the bonds of peace and unity. So I have a scripture for you. He gave me Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 6 in the New King James. And it reads this. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Hallelujah. We need to walk worthy of the calling with which we were called. As followers of Christ, we are humble. We walk with lowliness and gentleness. With long suffering, we bear with each other, one another in love. And we go after unification in the Spirit, always standing in peace. And then Ephesians 4:4, I mean, it just says it all right here. I really feel the Lord on this one. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. He says, stop there. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. He says, I'm speaking to Catholics and Protestants. Come together. Come together and love one another despite your differences in theology. You both belong to me. The Lord says, I am God over all of you. I am the Lord. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, have you been baptized in the Lord Jesus? Have you been baptized? the answer is yes, then you are part of one body. And I am the Lord. Hallelujah. Come together. Humble yourself. Under my mighty hand, the Lord says, humble yourselves. He says, the measure with which you judge is the measure with which it will be returned to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, help me. I just feel the Lord's heart. I feel this impression that there's not going to be a test. When you stand before the Lord on how right you got it, as far as theology, as far as scripture, with some of the fine points of the text, like the real test is going to come with how well you loved. Despite differences, how well did you love? The greater emphasis will be on that. And that is one place you do not want to fall short. He says, put your anger aside. Put your need to be right aside. And love one another. He says, put your self-righteous attitudes in your pocket. Take your pants off and burn them. Lord, I love you. I'll say anything you want me to say. He says, say it again. Put your self-righteous attitudes in your pocket. Then take your pants off and burn them. There's no place for that in the kingdom. Hallelujah. He says, I love you with an everlasting love. But when you disparage someone in another denomination for the way that they believe that may be slightly different than you, if you disparage someone in another denomination for the way they worship or the prayers that they pray or how they do things, it's like you're spitting in my face. Just consider it. The Holy Spirit says, I love you. And this is a strong word. But it's a word delivered in love. It's my body. The Catholics are a part of my body. Protestants are a part of my body. And you're united together through the Holy Spirit. And it grieves the Holy Spirit when you do not love and respect one another. He says, so I'm looking for those ones that are going to be the bridge builders. Those ones that are going to connect the different parts of my body. He says, those ones that belong to me. I'm looking for the ones who belong to me. I'm looking for the ones who pledge their allegiance to the king and not to a particular denomination or building. He says, I'm looking for those ones that are willing to step out onto the water and walk with me, be consecrated unto me, be set apart and holy for me. Those ones that are going to raise a standard of holiness for the rest of the body of Christ to follow. He says, oh, there will be persecution in this walk. Oh, there will be persecution like none other. He says, because guess who sits underneath the bridges? Guess who lives underneath the bridges? Demons, the enemy. That's where he camps. He camps right there. He tears down the bridges. The enemy brings division and hatred, and he hates the bridge builders. And if you're called, I just hear the Holy Spirit, I feel this impression from the Holy Spirit. Listen, if you're called to walk in this walk, if you say yes to Jesus, to be a bridge builder, to be the one that brings the parts of his body together, you are going to need to walk in such a level of holiness so that the enemy is not able to touch you. You are going to have to allow the Lord to burn away everything that is not of him. I hear the Holy Spirit saying the levels of persecution that are coming against these ones is really unreal. And it's going to come from members of my body. It's going to come from Christians who say they love me, who say they'd do anything for me, but who have hate in their heart, and it will be exposed. And I wrote down this one sentence came into my mind as I was praying into this word. And it's this: I don't belong to either camp. I belong to Christ. And he wants me to end the word there. So thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you. I bless each and every one of you in Jesus' name.